So last week's feature was on sleep, because I suffer very badly with insomnia from personal stress. Mm-hmm. I was looking at different ways to relax and calm, and I got sent this cherry active concentrate because it's tart cherry juice. It's been proven to help aid restful sleeping. What it does is it increases the melatonin in the body.
Yep.
Now, this was done by, I'm just looking at the press, I'm sure it was Northumbrian University or something like this. Yeah, Northumbria University. They carried out all the studies, and it was proven. They put it into the European Journal of Nutrition that it can actually help people have a better night's sleep, better quality sleep. It won't send you to sleep, but the quality sleep that you get is very good. The same with the Melissa Dream here, which is a capsule.
Yeah.
Am I going a bit funny? So the Melissa Dream as well. Now, these are quite expensive. They're a food supplement, so they're like just a tablet that you take a couple before you go to bed. And I actually, I've got two boxes, and I tested one box, and they do work. They're very good.
Mm.
And I always look at reviews as well from other people online. And every review on Amazon gave these 5 out of 5. Again, what they do is they give you a good quality sleep.
Yeah.
And when you wake up, you don't get that grogginess, because if I'm, and again, this is what I've put in the paper, I actually take a sedative sometimes. I have 4 or 5 nights on the road where I don't sleep, and by the fifth night, I normally ring up my mum crying, saying, please, will you just have the children overnight so I can just take a sedative and knock myself out, which is what I do, which is not, you know, I don't want to do that. I mean, you know, but this is what I do. You know, you take some, you know, sort of evening cold or flu relief thing that you know is going to knock you out. And that, so obviously that's not an ideal way to do it. But, and so my mum, bless her, she does, she helps me out. So the other thing as well that I've got here is the Dermalogica Stress Relief Treatment Oil. Have a whiff of that.
Oh,
it smells just incredible. And what I love about that, it's got loads of essential oils in it. excuse me. It's got in it sandalwood, lavender, clary sage, patchouli oil, ylang ylang. So it helps with muscle relaxation. What I love about it is the way it's so multi-purpose. Because it's water-soluble, you can put it in the bath, so you can have a nice bath, you can massage it in, or what, the one thing that I know that a lot of, I'll just twist the cap because I'm going to, the one thing that I know that a lot of therapists do is that they add it to sea salt and use it as a nice scrub for them.
Mm.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Oh, that's nice.
And this is the thing, you know, sleep is obviously... We spend so much time asleep. You know, it makes sense. Oh, can you put it the other way?
No, that is the right way.
Oh, is it the right way? Oh, sorry.
Down.
Just,
I couldn't get the room open, don't I?
Sorry.
Put it in the right way, see?
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah. We spend so much time asleep, and we really should invest, I think, in the best quality mattress, in the best quality, you know, pillows and so on. And because it's so important. But unfortunately, and the worst things I said in my feature, the worst things you can do is I take, you know, I don't look at my phone a lot during the day, but come the evening...
I do. I'm in bed with my phone and my Kindle.
Well, I don't have a Kindle because I like proper books. I've got a thing about technology and books. And I like the smell of books. No, I do.
Don't go to a library with Molly.
Yeah, I'm sniffing.
No, I have my book. I have a book in bed with me as well.
But, you know, the worst thing is before bed, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm looking at my emails, and you just don't switch off.
Yeah.
And it's really quite bad. Now, I know I'm on a rush thing here. Well, actually, I've got a few minutes. So I've also got a few items here for eyes.
Yep.
The other thing I've been suffering with a lot, worse this year than probably any other year, is hay fever.
I've not had it this year. Isn't that great?
Ah, well,
mine's
gone now because I get the tree pollen that comes out first of all. It's like a silver birch allergy. When the tree pollen comes out, it's specifically the silver birch allergy, you find that you're also allergic, and I'm talking like an allergy, not even an intolerance. So if I have peaches, various apples, some raw fruits, hazelnuts and almonds, if they touch my skin, especially like my lips, they just swell up.
Oh, excellent.
No, I mean, I've got...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I've got big lips anyway, but seriously, I thought I was okay, and I took a bite of a plum... Don't start laughing. Don't be very rude either. I took a bite of a plum the other day and my throat and my lips just swelled up. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I thought I'd sort of outgrown it, but I haven't. But at night, my eyes and my throat were itching, and it was so bad. I mean, my doctor put me on steroids because I was wheezing so badly, which, you know, I get every year. So this is, this here, I've got a thing about aging as well with eyes, and I've got a lot of things. So this eye wonder, this is from Oscar, and it's very natural. Have a look at that.
Oscar eye wonder.
It's really good. So this is what I was telling you earlier about butterbar. Butterbar is a natural antihistamine. So, and this has got butterbur in it. Butterbur. And so it's got a natural antihistamine in it. So it really helps soothe inflammation and itchy eyes. It's absolutely an ideal serum for those that suffer with hay fever. I mean, there's loads of eye products out there, and this is what's done in the paper next week. There's so many eye products to suit various different types, whether it's anti-aging bags or whatever. But this one is specific, is very, very good.
Yep.
If you suffer from itchy eyes, it calms redness. It's got in it rose water, so any irritation.
How much is it?
That one is expensive. It's £48. That one, but it's very good. Now, the other thing with aging as well, and I really do try not to do this. I very rarely wear makeup, but if I go out on the odd occasion, and it is odd because my kids and so on, I will wear quite a bit of eye makeup and so on. And it's absolutely imperative that you use a proper eye makeup remover, because some removers, they contain too heavy an oil. The ones that are suitable for your face are really not suitable for your eyes.
And except, I would say, for cleanse and polish, which is fantastic.
Yes, the Lizelle. Yeah. But the thing is, what you've got to remember is as well, though, is that your skin around your eyes is where it's the most thinnest, the most fragile. And that's why we all age there. We get these little crepey lines. And there is nothing you can do to get rid of that. You can't inject Botox under that crepiness. So with your eyes,
put a bit of filler. It does hurt though, and it's quite not
right on your lines here, but the crepey bit that you get here, it's very, very, very difficult to get anything to actually get that little bit there. You can have eye, I mean, you're resorting to like a full-on eye lift or that kind of thing. So with eyes, prevention is the key thing always. And this, Chanel's got this specific gentle, it's, I can't even pronounce it, Demaquillant your Intense.
Sorry, did you just go into German then as
No, it's French. It's basically, it's got in it water, cornflower and rose extract. So what I love about it is it, because nowadays everything's waterproof, this long stay, you know, and so on, and this will remove everything. You shake it, it removes everything, and it's really, really refreshing. So your eyes feel nice afterwards. That's £22, but it lasts for ages. I mean, it really does last for ages. And then finally, so next week in the paper it is all about eyes, and I really would say spend on an eye product. It's If I'm saying to you spend on anything, I always say spend on a serum, an eye product, moisturiser. You can just use an SPF, which you should use. Don't even bother with all, you know, not don't bother, but I would always stick with a good serum and an SPF. Eye products are specifically formed for that area, and also always pat your eye cream on with your little finger. You don't drag it. But there's loads of tips coming out in the paper next week. Finally, the bubble foaming mesh. I'll bring something different. Basically, you know the body foamers that you get? This is cleansing for your face.
Oh, right.
So it's only, I think it's, how much is it? It's £2 from DHC. You can use any cleanser, not cream cleanser, but any foaming cleanser. And you only need to use, it saves money. You only need to use a tiny, tiny amount of cleanser. You put it on, it gives a really nice exfoliation, gives a really nice cream, and because of the way the net's thin, you can sort of stick your finger there and you can really get into the crevices of your nose and your pores and so on. And all you do is you put your cleanser to this, and you use it as you would normally a cloth or a flannel. And yeah, very, very good. I like these things because they're, you know, it's a new thing that I've not seen anybody else produce this. And this is DHC. The web address, here we go, dhcuk.co.uk. So it gives a really good lather. save the money on your cleanser because you only need to use a tiny amount and gives a really good thorough cleanse.
Lovely. So we'll be seeing you in the paper next week, is it?
Yeah, next week. It's in the I get put into the Go supplement, which is put into all the gazettes in Essex.
Yep.
Or like the Brentwood Gazette and Ongar, I think Harlow and so on, and also into the Essex Chronicle, sometimes the Hertfordshire Mercury. I never know if they're going to lift the page or not. I have no idea. And also I go onto their online every Saturday. So yeah, there's a lovely guy called Joe who puts them online for me on a Saturday, and also my own online, which is askmollybeauty.com.
Lovely.